tablets, Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over 1 million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Log on and learn more at klup.com. KLUP San Antonio. News Talk 930 KLUP. The Loop.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Italian media report the captain of a luxury cruise liner that ran aground off the coast of Italy last night is being detained for questioning. Sky Italia reports the captain's being held for investigation of alleged manslaughter, abandoning his ship while people were still aboard and causing a shipwreck. About 40 people are still missing. 3 bodies have been recovered. A group of prominent conservative leaders meeting in Texas today is united behind Rick Santorum in an effort to stop Mitt Romney's momentum toward the Republican presidential nomination. Santorum says the endorsement sends a strong message.
I think what you saw with this meeting in Texas is people are trying to assess not just who's the most electable, who's the most electable conservative in vis-a-vis Mitt Romney, but who's the most electable, period.
Evangelicals were among about 170 conservatives voting in Texas to back Santorum over Newt Gingrich and Texas Governor Rick Perry. Many say conservatives need to unite behind one candidate to beat Romney. Also at SRNNews.com, the Occupy Wall Street protesters will turn their attention toward Congress this coming week.
A Tuesday rally in Washington by dozens of Occupy groups hopes to refocus attention on the government. There'll be teach-ins, visits to congressional offices, and an evening rally. But even organizers acknowledge the goals remain unclear. While some groups think the government's too corrupt to work with others, urging campaign reform, that includes a constitutional amendment to overturn the Supreme Court decision that allows corporations to donate to political campaigns. Wally Hines, SRN News.
In his weekly address today, President Obama says it's time to change the way the country does business and the way it treats business, especially American business. In the weekly Republican media message, Senator John Hovind says if President Obama wants to see jobs created, he can start by okaying the Keystone XL project to carry oil from Canada to the Texas Gulf Coast.
We must empower private investment and create sustainable jobs through private enterprise to lift up our country.
This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care, assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Visiting Angels has over 400 franchised locations across the nation. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours a day. Rates are affordable and you can select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has cared for hundreds of thousands of seniors nationwide. Franchises are available. Call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels now at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care at 877-374-LIVE.
Perfect Health Today is paid for by Genesis Health Technologies.
Welcome to Perfect Health Today. Your host, Dr. James Hopkins, will be taking your calls at 308-8867 and toll free at 866-308-8867. Perfect Health Today is all about natural health, health remedies, health problems, and ways to improve your health. And now the host of Perfect Health Today, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Good evening. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and this is Perfect Health Today. You're listening on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio in San Antonio, Texas. Before I get started tonight, I want to tell you that all of the opinions on this program are mine or those of my co-host, and they are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 930, KLUP Radio, or their affiliates. Once again, the phone number, 866-308-8867, or in the local area, 308-8867. Now, before we start tonight, I have a couple of announcements to make. First of all, starting this week, Dr. Vernon Williams, MD, will be a regular co-host on Perfect Health Today. Also, starting next week, we will be starting a new format, 2 hours, starting at 6 o'clock until 8 p.m. every Saturday evening. Hopefully, you will tune in and tell your friends about the show. Now, I'd like to welcome Dr. Williams to the program. Are you there, Dr. Williams? Very good. Okay. Tonight, folks, Dr. Williams and I are going to be talking about toxicity and the devastating impact it can have on our health. Now, obviously, I have talked, last week we talked a little bit about toxicity. Tonight, we're going to focus on it and some of the particular problems that can be caused by toxicity. Well, Dr. Williams, it's great to have you on the show as a regular co-host. I'm sure that we're going to have some great interchanges of information. And tonight we're going to talk about toxicity, obviously, and the insidious threat to the health and welfare of people of all ages it is, but especially to elderly people and very young children. What would you say that makes a chemical or an element like mercury such a large health hazard, or any one of the other chemicals or metals out there?
Well, thank you, Dr. Hopkins. Chemicals interfere with the body's processes. A lot of chemicals, you know, in the past, there weren't many chemicals, but as technology improves, we have increasing more and more chemicals in the system. As a matter of fact, a survey done in 2003 showed that in the urine tested of individuals, there were 74 toxins they found in the urine. A year later, they found over 116 different toxins in the body. These toxins, what they do is they interfere with the functions of the other chemicals that's normally, naturally in your body. They act like
they're a disruptor to our systems.
That's correct. What they do is they intervene within our system, and they attach to the binding cell of the cell and interfere with the cell functions.
Right. You know, and going along with that, I know that you went to a symposium, a continuing education course in 2009, and from the notes that you sent me, I also noticed that they did blood draws from the umbilical cord, and the average was 200 chemicals, and this was in 2009, 200 chemicals in the umbilical blood of mothers and newborn children.
That is correct. It's amazing how many chemicals there are in the infant. As the infants grow, they accumulate more and more chemicals in their body. The body's job is to try to get rid of these chemicals. But as more and more chemicals interfere with our lives, our body cannot get rid of the chemicals fast enough.
Well, you know, going along with that, Dr. Williams, that's a good point. You know, a lot of people believe that, a child is, you know, healthier and they have a good immune system and all that kind of stuff. But actually, isn't it true that it's more difficult for a child to detoxify than it is for an adult?
That is true. Children's systems are not mature yet. Their livers, which is the primary detox of the body, is not as developed as an adult. And your skin surface, which is still is not as great as the adult, which gets rid of a lot of toxins, is not as big. So therefore, the surface area and the potential for detoxing in children is not as developed as an adult.
And also, it's true that even their toxic metal exposure, they absorb more toxic metal through the intestine if they ingest it than an adult does, because their bodies, their intestinal linings are a lot more permeable.
That is correct.
Well, would you say, you know, this is probably one of the causes why we see so many young children? I mean, we're talking 6, 7, 8 years old that are starting to have weight problems. You know, it's a shocking number of children that are obese are on the borderline of being obese. I don't think it's just the Twinkies and the Ho-Hos. I think it also is tied up with this chemical toxicity.
That is true. The foods we eat, the meats we ingest, the fish that we eat, the, all the chemicals that are in these foods, when they get into the digestive system, they absorb into the body. And a lot of these chemicals, when they absorb into the body, they go into the fat. And the fat stores these chemicals for years. So a baby that absorbs chemicals at an early age, when they're 30, 40 years old, they still have these chemicals in them.
Well, that is one of the problems that we see. Obviously, toxicity, you know, we talked about it a lot, and I've talked about it on the program quite a bit. Toxicity, I believe, is the biggest danger to health in the world. It is something that is not just confined to the United States anymore. It is actually a worldwide problem, and it's, the number one problem for the healthcare community for the next generation.
Yes, toxicity is a major cause in our obesity in this country. We give our animals a lot of chemicals and hormones so that the animals can get bigger quicker, so that they can go to market quicker. And these chemicals are in the meat that we eat and the foods that we eat. So what happens is, as we eat them, we find that young kids start becoming mature a lot quicker, because these chemicals, these xenoestrogens, what they do is they interfere with the system, they interfere with our hormone regulation, and as a result, our body grows larger at an earlier age, and we reach reproductive age a lot sooner.
Yes, that is a big problem. You know, it's something that I've commented on in the past. You know, you go to a middle school today, and you see Little Women, you know, literally at 9 and 10 years old, and you see these young guys, you're 10 years old, and they're starting to grow mustaches and beards, and obviously these children are now becoming a lot more sexually aware a lot faster, because their hormones are raging because of these xenoestrogens and these other growth hormones that are put into the cattle and to the pork.
That is correct.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to cover tonight, and I think that, you know, we both agree on, also the foundation for diseases in the 20th century has to be the proliferation of chemicals. I know that I usually quote about 70,000 chemicals in the environment or their common usage, but I know that at seminar that you did in 2009 that they said there's closer to 85,000 chemicals in the environment that we use on a daily basis, and it's something like 3 new chemicals and or a combination of chemicals and pharmaceuticals that are being introduced almost on a daily basis.
Yes, chemicals are being introduced into our system every day. Thousands of new chemicals are being introduced into our system. And when these chemicals get into our bodies have to decide what they are, what to do with them, how to get rid of them. Are they good for the body? Are they bad for the body? The body has to make decisions on these chemicals.
And then that's also one of the things that we see is that it leads to these, you know, health problems, the epidemic of health problems that we've seen in the 20th century especially. You know, I was talking with a group of people in a seminar that we did, and we told them about the fact that 150 years ago, heart disease was unknown. Cancer was something that was an anomaly. It didn't happen that often. And a lot of people don't understand that this chemical toxicity is actually the foundation for diseases of all types in our current century and also in the past century.
You know, that is true. The chemicals that are here now are very complex, and they interfere with all our processes. what has happened is that as we grow up, as more and more chemicals enter our bodies, what they do is they take the place of the normal body processes. So our cells, which is used to get natural hormones, now get the chemical which mimic the hormones, and therefore they cause proliferation of cells that can cause cancer. They also cause the muscles to grow faster and bigger. They interfere with the process in the brain. They interfere with all our systems.
You know, I want to pick up that point, but we're going to have to go to break here pretty quick. I think we got about another minute, so I don't want to get off on a – oh, we have 2 minutes. Okay. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, you know, what you're saying is very correct. The other thing that I think a lot of people don't understand is this idea that chemicals are becoming a less and less intrusive problem, and also metals are becoming a less intrusive product a problem in our society is not true. You know, lead was banned in gasoline in the 1970s. I think it was 1975, 1976, somewhere around there. And also lead paint was eliminated at about that same time period. But the fact is there's more lead in the environment today than there was 30 years ago. And the fact is people don't realize the damages that it can do to us, which is also one of these toxic substances we have to deal with, on top of arsenic and mercury and all these other chemicals that we deal with. We also have to deal with these natural elements that are in our environment that we have to contend with all the time. Now, really, we really don't have time to go and get started on another subject. So let's go ahead and go to break, and we'll come back, and after we get done, we will be back and we'll talk more about chemicals and their impact on our health with Dr. Williams.
I want my mileage back.
You lost your mileage with a dirty fuel system. Just a couple miles per gallon adds up to over $6 a tank, and that adds up to hundreds of dollars every year. In just one tank, you can clean your fuel system the professional way with BG44K. Service managers not only use it the most, they use BG44K almost 3-to-1 over any other. Find your shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
I got my mileage back.
BG.
Hi, this is Judy Gerline Leonard from Cambridge Auto Center. I'd like to tell you a little about our mission. We're automotive professionals. We love fixing cars, and we want every client of ours to feel comfortable when getting his car serviced here. Our goal is to take the fear out of auto repair. We work hard every day to take care of clients' vehicles quickly and correctly. At Cambridge Auto, we've set a new standard in the automotive industry for quality of customer service and repairs. We also work every day to improve all aspects of our service. We'd like to develop a personal relationship with each and every client, and we want to exceed your expectations of what an auto repair shop is in every way. We realize that when it comes to automotive service, you have a choice, and we want to thank you sincerely for choosing Cambridge Auto for your vehicle needs. We're conveniently located in the Medical Center at 9823 Fredericksburg Road, across the street from USAA and right next door to Arbor. Call us today at 210-697-9600. That's 697-9600.
25-1473 or go on the web to go to pht.com. I'll be waiting for your call.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Welcome back. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio in San Antonio, Texas. Once again, the phone number outside the San Antonio area is 866-308-8867, or inside San Antonio, just drop the 866 and just dial 308-8867. Dr. Williams and I tonight are talking about toxicity, and I want to kind of hone in on a couple of things. First of all, Dr. Williams, you and I agree that this is a very big problem, obviously, in our society, both chemical toxicity and metal toxicity. And toward the end of the show, we're going to talk some more about how we can eliminate these toxins And the fact is we can detoxify, and it's one of the options that we have to live a healthier life. Now, going back to the seminar, and not the seminar, but the continuing education seminar that you had in 2009, there were several health problems related to or exacerbated by chemical and metal exposure. One of those was ADD and ADHD, and the other was autism. And they listed several other diseases. What was probably the most striking thing about the seminar, and when you attended it, what was the things that really struck you the most?
Well, what struck me the most about that is that the thousands of chemicals that we have and the half-life, you know, a lot of people don't understand what a half-life is. But a half-life, it says that when a chemical is introduced in the system, how long does it go before half of that chemical is dissipated? Some of these chemicals have half-lives of 30, 40, 50 years. So that means that if you come in contact with these chemicals, they are in your system for 30, 40, 50 years until that's when half of it is destroyed. So chemicals, even though they say they're not around, they're still around your system. When we drink water, when we play in the grass, there's chemicals in the grass, in the water, in the soil that's been there for years that are still there. That's never going to be gone away, and we still absorb those things into our system.
You know, that's a very good point. There was a gentleman that was known for minerals, and he was an authority on minerals and everything, and he was saying that once we get these metals, you know, if you have an inorganic metal that's in the soil, it's really not a big problem. But once this metal is brought out, if these toxic metals are brought out, they don't dissipate. They don't go away. They remain a part of the environment for, you know, decades or sometimes even hundreds of years because they just don't dissolve. And these are something that we have to deal with, like lead. You know, as we were saying earlier, even though we reduced lead in gasoline or we eliminated lead in gasoline, and we took it out of paint, there's still homes all over the country that still have lead paint. And this lead paint is still as lethal today, 30 years later, as it was when it was put on a house in 1978 or 1968 or 1970 or whatever the case may be. So what is a thing that we should be looking for also so that we can see if we may be suffering from either chemical or metal toxicity?
Some of the things that you look for is sluggishness, depression, sadness, inability to function properly, lack of energy. Those can all be caused by toxicity. Inflammatory problems like bowel disease, things like that can all be caused from toxicity.
Yeah. Heart disease, lethargy. I mean, the list goes on and on. And, you know, Dr. Williams, aren't we really talking about just about everybody in our country? I mean, you know, the expression is I'm too pooped to pop, and I'm really tired. I'm worn out. You know, that is a circumstance that hasn't existed in our life except for the last 25, 30, 40 years that people have been just really exhausted. They come home from work and they're just worn out.
You know, our bodies are trying its darnest to get rid of these chemicals. It's working very hard, but these chemicals, they're there. They're disrupting everything. They're either the cause of inflammation in our bodies, and they're just not getting out of the system. They cause heart disease. They cause elevated cholesterol. They cause you to get inflammatory bowel disease, scleroderma. All the inflammatory conditions are caused by them.
Yes, we talk about it all the time. I think the epidemic of diseases, even including diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes, cancer even, are all – they have an integral part of this disease state is this toxicity that we have to deal with on a regular basis. Now, in the study that you did continuing education, one of the things, because we're going to be doing some work on autism here in the very near future, one of the things that I found very interesting was the fact that most people think that autism and ADD are just neurological diseases, that there's just some kind of a disruption or some kind of a breakdown in the body. But actually, one of the things that in the information that you sent to me that I read about this is it's actually got a nutritional component. It also has a toxicity component that contributes to both ADD, ADHD, and a lot of other psychological problems, not just physical problems, but even psychological problems.
Yes, Dr. Hopkins. As a matter of fact, the studies have shown that if you detox some of these patients and correct their nutrition, that a lot of these patients do a lot better.
So that they can get a remediation, even because of simple things, even just their diet can make a difference in how they're diagnosed or not diagnosed, but how they're remediated in this disease state. Which goes to the point that, you know, we talk about that diet is a very important part of health.
Diet is very important, but the first component is detox. You know, you detox all the time. Your body is always detoxing. When you shower, you detox your skin. When you brush your teeth, you detox your mouth. Your inside is always being detoxed. When you go to the bathroom, you're detoxing. When you breathe, you're detoxing. But your body is being overwhelmed by all the other things that are in the system. So the body needs help in the detox. That's why you need to go to someone who can help you get detoxed on a regular basis.
Well, that's a very good point. Of course, that's the foundation really for our treatment of patients is first of all detoxify and then find out what's left over and see if we can, you know, then start looking at the individual things that are wrong with them. Now, the other thing that I thought was interesting about this information was along with the nutritional paradigm, the traditional idea is eating the diet that the Americans think is really good is really not that good. In fact, they were talking about grains and gluten intolerance and things that is a lot more prevalent than most people know. And also allergies to milk and these other things are also something that we have to be concerned with.
Well, you know, one thing about these chemicals also contribute to allergies. You know, our system, we have a very intricate defense system. We have cells which fight infections, fight different things. And these chemicals, they interfere with our body's ability to fight infections, fight cancer. And that's a big part of why we get sick is because we cannot fight the way we normally can because of these chemicals.
That's correct. And, you know, you bring out a good point. You know, a lot of people, they find out that, they have allergies and they're getting these allergies later and later in life. And that's because as the toxic level increases, as you were saying, it doesn't disappear. As these toxic levels increases in our bodies, then we start manifesting some of these states, these disease states or conditions, if you want to call them conditions, actually. And that these are what contribute to the problems that we see on an everyday basis. But if we detoxify once again, then we are going to be able to make an impact on both our health and our life by spending the time that we need to help our body to detoxify from these chemicals and these toxic metals. Now, one of the other things that I found, you know, very interesting about the information that I don't know how to put this exactly. You know, it seems like that there's a lot of people in the medical profession, there's a lot of people in the medical community that are researchers that are understanding these things, but it doesn't seem that there's a cohesive kind of attack or a concerted effort by the medical profession to kind of band together and get together and kind of attack this problem.
No, there isn't. The medical profession The problem is physicians are not aware of a lot of these problems. In medical school, we are not taught about detox. We're not taught about those chemicals that the body, we're not taught about any of that stuff. So for a physician to be able to talk to you about these things, that physician needs to get additional education, which is not very easy to do. So,
Dr. Williams,
we are outside the mainstream.
Right. Okay. Dr. Williams, we need to go to a break. We're at a hard break here at the bottom of the hour. We'll pick up that thought. That's a very good point. We'll pick up that thought when we come back. We'll be back, folks, in about 3 minutes after these words from our sponsors and the local news. Stay tuned.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. State Department estimates that 126 U.S. citizens were aboard the cruise ship that ran aground off the Italian coast late Friday, but the U.S. has no reports of injuries among Americans so far. Over 4,000 people were aboard. Three bodies have been recovered from the sea. About 40 people are still reported missing. Crews are readying a segmented hose that will deliver much-needed fuel to an iced-in Alaska town. An official says the Russian tanker inched closer today to the harbor of Nome, a village of about 3,500 people. He says the vessel's crew hopes to moor about 500 yards from the harbor and install the hose to unload 1.3 million gallons of fuel. The leader of a Nigerian labor union says it failed to reach a compromise with the government to end the paralyzing strike over fuel costs. That means a midnight strike looms for oil production in Africa.
When life gets hectic, there's still one thing that gives me plenty of comfort: my Serta mattress. And with the low prices and delivery options at Sam's Club, I get peace of mind, too.
For 3 days only, January 14th through 16th, members receive special financing for 18 months on any Serta mattress purchase of $289 or more with a Sam's Club consumer credit card. See Club for details.
Be sure to ask about delivery and start resting easy before your mattress reaches home. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Lowe's is giving you more ways to save this winter. Now get 10% off all major appliances priced $397 or more. And update your flooring with free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Plus, save even more this month when you choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-16-12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
Hi, this is Judy Gerline from Cambridge Auto Center. We've been in business here in San Antonio since 1984, and business just keeps growing. In fact, we're one of the few shops that has a woman as one of the owners. I know that what most women really want from an auto repair shop is someone who treats them with honesty and respect, someone who really listens, won't talk down to them, someone who will treat them fairly, and most important, someone who will fix their car right. Because when it comes to cars, safety and reliability are the most important things. Whether you're going to work or driving the kids to school, you need a car that won't let you down. You need to know it's safe, that the brakes will work when you need to stop, and the gas will work when you need to go. That's the kind of work we do at Cambridge. All our techs are ASC certified master techs, and we offer the best warranty in the business, 2-year, 24,000 miles. Give us a call today at 697-9600, that's 697-9600, or visit us on the web at cambridgeauto.com.
Everyone knows that Cambridge Auto Center is the premier auto repair shop in South Texas. In fact, we have clients coming from as far as Fredericksburg and Victoria to get their cars serviced. Ask anyone who's been here what we stand for: customer service. In fact, our goal is to treat you in such a memorable way that when the job is complete, you will tell someone else how great you were treated. We answer our phones in person. You don't have to leave a message on someone's voicemail and hope they return your call. Our warranty is the best in the business, 24-month, 24,000 miles. We also know that repairs and service must be done promptly, competently, and at a fair price. Call us today. Don't trade in that clunker and get yourself in debt during these turbulent times. Let the experts at Cambridge Auto Center keep your car in tip-top shape. We're conveniently located in the Medical Center at 9823 Fredericksburg Road, across the street from USAA and right next door to Arbor. Visit us at cambridgeauto.com or give us a call today at 697-9600. That's 697-9600.
If you're wondering how much better you can feel, call Dr. Mary Atkins at 210-930-6937.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Welcome back. This is Dr. James Hopkins and Dr. Vernon Williams on Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio in San Antonio, Texas. Real quickly, folks, 866-308-8867 if you'd like to call in and chime in and give us your opinion about this, or if you're in the local area, 308-8867. Now, Dr. Williams, before you pick up that point about the American medical paradigm and what goes on, I want to read a little, this is not just your opinion, it's not just my opinion. I want to read this little excerpt from this article from March of 2011, and it's by a Dr. Lawrence Wilson, M.D. And he said, toxic metals comprise a group of minerals that have no known function in the body and, in effect, are harmful. Today, mankind is exposed to the highest levels of these metals in recorded history. And he goes on to say about this is due to their industrial use, the unrestricted burning of coal, natural gas, petroleum, incineration waste, and on and on and on. He goes on to say, though, that toxic metals are now everywhere and affect everyone on planet Earth. And they have become a major cause of illness, aging, and even genetic defects. Then the last statement he makes in the next paragraph I think is very telling. He says, the study of toxic metals is a part of nutrition and toxicology, areas not emphasized in medical schools. For this reason, these important causes of diseases are accorded little attention in conventional mainstream medicine. And he goes on to say that that's why his article focuses on this. And that's what we're doing tonight. And it's just not our opinion. There are hundreds of doctors, hundreds of healthcare professionals out there, Dr. Williams, even a lot of the medical doctors that were at this continuing education program that recognized the damage. But unfortunately, the American medical system is a gigantic organization, and it's hard to get it turned and going in a different direction, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But I wanted to just to reemphasize how important this topic is. These chemicals, they interfere with the body's immune system. The immune system is what keeps us going. The immune system, our body is in a constant war with bacteria, with viruses, with things which come into our environment. And our body has to protect us from all of these. The immune system is critical for that. These chemicals, what they do is they interrupt your white cells, your killer cells, your immune system from functioning at optimal level. And therefore, because the immune system cannot be functioned at optimal levels, you end up getting sick from different diseases like multiple sclerosis, like scleroderma, like connective tissue disease, like heart disease, like cancer. These are all things which your immune system fights every single day. But because they are being destroyed by these chemicals, they cannot fight these things. And so you get sick from these things.
Well, right. And, you know, and as we talked about before, the chemicals also cause a disruption in the pH balance in the body. They allow a more acidic environment, which makes it more friendly for these bacteria and viruses and fungus that attack our bodies. A lot of these things are very, very damaging. Now, one of the things that obviously we want to point out is in the last couple of months, there's been a lot of publicity about the information that Dr. Oz put out about the arsenic in apple juice. You know, this has caused a great uproar. But you know what really is amazing, Dr. Williams, is that most people don't understand that this isn't just a isolated thing. It's not just apple juice. I mean, this stuff is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. We're getting it in every type of way, transdermally, ingesting it, breathing it. It just is coming in from all different directions.
That is correct. It comes in from the shower that we take. That shower water has all kinds of chemicals in it. The water we drink, everything we do has chemicals in it. And our bodies have to figure out a way to get rid of these chemicals. Our bodies need help, folks.
That's correct. You know, and the point I wanted to make out of that, obviously what you just said, you know, it's great. I mean, it's wonderful that Dr. Oz put that out there. And it's good information. People need to know that. But unfortunately, you know, there was a tempest in a teapot over the apple juice. Well, folks, it isn't just the apple juice that we need to be worried about. If you think, oh, well, thank Thank goodness that Dr. Oz told us about apple juice. We'll stop drinking it, that you're out of the woods. That's not the case. As Dr. Williams says, we get it when we shower. You know, one of the highest levels of chlorine that you get isn't when you're drinking water out of the tap. It's when you turn on the shower head and you immerse yourself in that hot water. And not only is it going into your pores, but the hot water makes it a gas, and it's going into your lungs. And these are chemicals, folks, that do a disastrous amount of damage to your body and to your health. Now, Dr. Williams, we've talked for about 40 minutes about the damage is done and the things that we're having to face. I think for the last few minutes of this segment and the next segment, let's start talking about the detoxification process, excuse me, and what we need to do as health-conscious and sensible people. What do we need to do except avoid apple juice? What do we need to do for our body so that we can recover and put off these disease states and problems and immune compromise and the mental problems and all the things that we have to deal with? What are the things that we can do that are the best things to help us out of this situation?
Well, we need to help our bodies detox. We have to do that. And the way you help your body detox is going to a detox program. Now, there's some programs that you can do for 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Depends on your level of chemicals in your system. But there are many different programs that help you detox. I have a program, Dr. Hopkins has a program, and there are other physicians who have programs that can help you detox your system. But the most important part of the detox is that it's not just important to detox your colon and your intestines. You have to detox your liver, your kidneys,
absolutely,
your intestines, your
cells,
your skin, your fat. You got to detox your entire body.
That's right. That's right. That's an excellent point. You know, we live in an enclosed biosphere that is our body. And, you know, and unfortunately, it's not all disconnected. It's all connected. And if part of our body's toxic, our whole body's toxic. And the point you make is excellent. There are a lot of programs out there. Now, you know, I believe and you believe there's some programs that are better, but you touched on this a perfect example. We can't just look at a commercial on TV and we see these people talking about, you know, a detox for their colon and everything's wonderful. You know, I've been doing colon detoxing for over 10 years, but I also understand we got to continue. We got to do parasite detoxification, and we definitely have to hone in on the detoxification organs, which is our skin and primarily the liver and our body. You know, there's a lot of people that are out there that are suffering from liver damage because of their diet, because of soda pop and the things they're doing, because they've overloaded their liver. And their liver really literally needs to be rebuilt, revitalized, and cleansed so that they can start leading a healthy life.
That is correct. The liver is one of the primary organs for detoxification, along with the skin and the lungs and the intestines. But the liver has the cells in the liver that actually does do a lot of detoxification. Now, it's very important that when you go to someone that does a colon cleanse, that is not enough. Most of the chemicals are stored in your fat.
Absolutely.
You detox your fat, you have not done anything. Your fat stores most of the chemicals in your body. And so there are ways of doing it. One is to do a proper detox that detoxes your fat. The other way is, and I have a program called Pure Life, where I actually take some of the fat out of you, which takes the chemicals with the fat out of it. But the other way, but the key is to get the chemicals out of the fat.
Right. You know, and that's a good point. You know, when I talk to people, I tell them, you know, if you liken your body to different you know, natural things or things that we see in our normal lives, our intestinal tract is sort of like the sewer system. And I tell people, first of all, you have to clean the sewer system so that everything else works properly, because as you said before, one of the ways we detox, a major way we detox, is through elimination. And if our colon is toxic and our elimination process isn't good, and you know how many people that have constipation or diarrhea and intestinal problems, And also, you know, one of the things that we realize is that 70% of the immune system and immune function is in our intestinal tract. That's the first thing that we have to do. But as you said, it's important that we go up that chain. We clean our sewer system. Then we clean the processing plant. We make sure our skin's clean. We do all these things because a healthy liver is also going to help us in digestion because it produces the bile and it eliminates the cholesterol out of our system. So we need these organ systems to be working properly. And as long as they are toxic, they can't do that. Now, most of the time I tell people, Dr. Williams, that it may take 6 months, 8 months or longer to detoxify their liver according to how much damage they've done. And it also is because it's the most toxic organ probably in the body.
That is true. The liver is the most specialized organ in our system for detoxifying the body. When a chemical enters our body looks at it and says, what is this? Is this good for me? Is this bad for me? If it's bad for me, how do I eliminate it? How do I get rid of it? It goes to the liver, and the liver figures it out, how to break it up into pieces. If your liver is damaged, your liver cannot do their job.
Absolutely. Well, folks, we have one more break to go, and I think maybe if we do that right now, we can come back and we can spend the last part of the program. We'll spend on things that you can do specifically, both by programs and also by your diet, how we can detoxify our body and our liver and the other organ systems in our body that are so important for us to have true health. We'll be right back after about
Hey, Jackie, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, it's been really rough lately. My mom recently fell at home, and she's in the hospital now.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What are you going to do?
Well, the doctor is going to release her and recommends rehab, you know, physical therapy, get her back on her feet. But I don't even know where to begin to look.
Well, you know, my dad went to that new place over on Highway 151 a few months ago after he had his knee replacement surgery.
Oh, that's right. Now, what's the name of that place? It's by SeaWorld, right?
That's the one. Westover Hills Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center.
Well, did he like it there?
Oh, yeah. The rehab department found out that he liked golf, and they eventually had him swinging golf clubs as part of the therapy program. He loved it. He was back to his normal self within a couple of weeks.
I bet he did.
Go to their website, westoverhillsrehab.com. They have tons of information on there. And you can even see video testimonials.
Perfect. Now, what's that address again?
WestoverHillsRehab.com.
Westover Hills Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Call 546-CARE or find us online at WestoverHillsRehab.com.
Hi, this is Judy Gerline-Leonard from Cambridge Auto Center. I'd like to tell you a little about our mission. We're automotive professionals. We love fixing cars, and we want every client of ours to feel comfortable when getting his car serviced here. Our goal is to take the fear out of auto repair. We work hard every day to take care of clients' vehicles quickly and correctly. At Cambridge Auto, we've set a new standard in the automotive industry for quality of customer service and repairs. We also work every day to improve all aspects of our service. We'd like to develop a personal relationship with each and every client, and we want to exceed your expectations of what an auto repair shop is in every way. We realize that when it comes to automotive service, you have a choice. And we want to thank you sincerely for choosing Cambridge Auto for your vehicle needs. We're conveniently located in the Medical Center at 9823 Fredericksburg Road, across the street from USAA and right next door to Arbor. Call us today at 210-697-9600. That's 697-9600.
Mileage back.
You lost your mileage with a dirty fuel system. Just a couple miles per gallon adds up to over $6 a tank, and that adds up to hundreds of dollars every year. In just one tank, you can clean your fuel system the professional way with BG44K. Service managers not only use it the most, they use BG44K almost 3-to-1 over any other. Find your shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
I got my mileage back.
BG. 210-344-1482. Bronda's Nature's Way, 2 locations.
Catch the world and everything in it. Tonight at 7, here on News Talk 930 KLUP.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. James Hopkins along with Dr. Vernon Williams, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KOUP Radio in San Antonio, Texas. Once again, if you want to call in and add your voice to the discussion, 866-308-8867, or if you're inside the local calling area, 308-8867. We're always happy to have your call. Now, Dr. Williams, the last part of the segment here, we're going to talk a little more in specificity about how to detoxify. I think, if you don't mind, I'll start off. You know, one of the things that I've seen in my practice is the tremendous amount of benefit that people can get from detoxing. And there's a lot of ways that people can detox, or that we can help our body to detox. There's a number of foods that are out there, and one of the things that I wanted to caution folks about is there's all those products out there. They always talk about detoxing and all these things. There's some very easy to get natural things that can help your body detox. Chlorella, which is an aquatic plant, is an excellent way to detox your body. It attracts toxic metals and chemicals and things and will help to remove them from the body. Spirulina. These are spirulina and chlorella have been around thousands and thousands of years. You know, there's probably every health food store in the country has spirulina and chlorella. I do know that Rhonda carries it at her stores. I don't carry it specifically, but just about any green vegetable that you eat is also going to help you detox. Leafy green vegetables are a very good way to detox the body. The other things we can do are programs. You know, Dr. Williams mentioned that. He has a program. I have a program that I've developed for detoxing people. But here's the thing that I think is the most important thing that we have to understand. We cannot start a detox program and think, oh, yeah, I'm going to take these pills in for a week and a half and everything's going to be hunky-dory. The fact is detoxing is not a simple option, and it's not a simple circumstance. You have to stay at it, but at the same time, you don't have to be fanatical. You don't have to become a carrot juice and celery eater every meal, you know, buy the beaded sandals and the tie-dyed shirt and the faded blue jeans and everything. You can do this sensibly, but you have to understand that this is something you have to do for the long haul. We're always going to be accumulating toxins. We're always going to have to deal with chemicals and toxic metals. So this is something that you have to understand, that you're going to have to continuously help your body, because the load of toxins that we have in our environment today, I've seen some statistics that say it is thousands of times greater than it was for our ancestors. That's why we have so many new and prolific diseases, because these chemicals and this use of metals and this releasing of the metals into our environment hasn't been around but only about 125-115 years. So first thing you got to do, take it into your head that what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life is helping your body detoxify, because that is the foundation of good health, is detoxifying your body, continuing to detoxify your liver to help it. Because, you know, Dr. Williams, I'll probably bring it out, but, you know, the organ system that is the liver that's connected to the gallbladder isn't just for detoxifying chemicals. It also stores vitamins and does a host of other things for our body and our well-being. So we have to take care of the liver. And one of the nice things is God was super smart. He made the liver very, very resilient. You know, you can lose part of your liver and it will regrow, and the liver will regenerate itself if we take care of it, if we help it, if we help cleanse it, it will regenerate itself and come back to a really great organ system to help us in our fight for good health and detoxification. Now, Dr. Williams, would you like to add something?
Yes, I would like to add a couple of things so that you could understand the things that your body needs to be detoxed from first, because you need to know what you need to avoid, and then how you need to treat it. Like environmental toxins such as pollution from factories, from auto exhaust, like salves from paints and cleaning products in your home, heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, radiation, those inhalers, those are all environmental toxins that you can come into contact with. But then you have also have lifestyle type toxins, like nicotine and alcohol and caffeine and drugs, recreation and prescription drugs also, over-the-counter drugs, food additives such as the preservatives in the foods, meat that contain hormones and antibodies, refined foods and sugars, all dairy choices. Those are all things which cause problems with your body. Toxins in your body, like when you constipate, increase in bacteria and yeast overgrowth, fungal overgrowth, and byproducts from when the bacteria exhaust, like carbon dioxide, ammonia from the bacteria and stuff in your system. So you need to find a way to help your body detox from these things. What couple of the ways that you can do it is eat more fruits and vegetables. You know, trees have an incredible defense system. You know, they've been around for a long time, and trees actually secrete things into the dirt to protect themselves. But when you eat vegetables and fruits, and you eat them whole without putting them in the microwave, these fruits and vegetables give your body so many good nutrients that help the body fight a lot of these things. So you need to start with good fruits and nutrients and vegetables, and stay away from inflammatory things like milk and cheese. Those are inflammatory foods. And then you need to find someone who can help you get the detox program underway. Myself, Dr. Hopkins, and there are several other doctors around the area who know about detox, and then get in the program so that they can help you detox your system.
Well, those are excellent points, Dr. Williams. You know, one of the things that we didn't get to bring out, you know, one of the reasons I like that we're going to go to 2 hours, we'll have a lot more opportunity to get more detailed. But one of the things that is extremely important also to detox is the mineral content in our body, because we need the minerals that we're supposed to be getting in our foods to help our body to detox. And these are things that we don't get in the right amounts. You know, it's unfortunate that the diets that we are living with now are really a poor circumstance for us to live under. And as Dr. Williams said, we have to become educated. We have to become aware of what we're facing if we're going to be successful in this fight to be able to become healthy and to detoxify our bodies. Now, we only have 2 minutes left and everything. Did you want to add anything else, Dr. Williams?
Yes. You know, once you get detoxed, you'll find that a lot of the headaches that you've been having, the joint pains, will improve. You'll find that you have newfound energy. You'll feel lighter on your feet. Some of the heartburn that you used to have will be gone. Some of the abdominal bloating. You can find that you feel so much better about yourself, and just your energy level is going to be incredible once you've been detoxed.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, as I said before, you know, people in our society, you know, they go from exhaustion in the morning when they get up to exhaustion all day, and then they come home and they're exhausted, and a lot of them don't realize this is one of the signs. This is one of the things that shows you that you're toxic. Your body is just overloaded and unable to cope any longer. Well, folks, we have about a minute left, and I wanted to just bring up a couple quick things. As I said earlier, we're going to go to 2 hours starting next week, and Dr. Williams is going to be with me on the shows as a co-host from now on. I want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to listen to the show, so tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell them to listen to the show, because we will, over a period of time, make an impact in their life if they'll listen in and try to change their lifestyle just a little bit. They don't have to become fanatics, but they do need to change a little. Once again, Dr. Williams, thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you next week. Until then, this is Dr. James Hopkins saying good night.
Lowe's is giving you more ways to save this winter. Now get 10% off all major appliances priced $397 or more. And update your flooring with free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Plus, save even more this month when you choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1/16/12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
Hi, this is Judy Gerline from Cambridge Auto Center. We've been in business here in San Antonio since 1984.